Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Hi, guys. Good morning.
I know you say nothing ever good comes out of a loss, and nothing went well on Saturday night. But can a loss like that, Tom, in some form or fashion, had the same kind of effect that I think the Cleveland loss, the surprising Cleveland loss, did last year, and that would be to get everybody's undivided attention and everybody's maximum effort? Or do you think that's happening anyway?
Well, I mean, who knows at this point? You know, I always, you know, you hate losing anytime you take the field in competition. You know, I'm sure there's a lot to be learned, a lot to be understood by our entire team of the things that we need to do on a consistent basis so we can win games. So, you know, we're getting back to work today. We had yesterday off, and you know, I think everyone's excited to go in there and see what the issues were and see the positives that we can take from the game so we can move on and, you know, hopefully go out and play better this week.
You know, Tom, the reaction to the Tampa Bay victory was unanimous and joyful all over New England. I mean, the defense looked great. The offense looked great. The special teams was pretty good. There are very few downsides. And you explained to us what some of them were from your standpoint. But is human nature, does that kind of human nature to look and respond to one small sample and say, this football team is great, leak into the locker room a little bit when you play that well?
Well, I think we really try to make a concerted effort not to do that. Mm-hmm. And that's probably one of the great characteristics of playing for a coach, you know, a Bill Belichick coach team, is that we don't really listen to what anyone else says. We pretty much stick to what our coach is telling us. And, you know, he wasn't as overly enthusiastic about the Tampa game. Mm-hmm. He thought there was plenty of things we could have done better. As there'll be plenty of things we could have done better this weekend. And I think it's all part of, you know, our maturation as a team. It's all part of the learning process, part of the training camp process, is to, you know, how do we respond to things when they don't go so well? How do we play on the road? How do we rebound from a tough loss? How do we, you know, we got off to a pretty fast start last week. How do we respond when we don't get off to a fast start? And those are all things that need to be conditioned into a team. And I think that we've, you know, we're going out there and we're working hard in practice. And, God, you wish it would show up perfect every time you take the field. And part of a high level of competition is that it doesn't. And, you know, we've got to, in order to be at our best in a couple weeks, you know, we've got to play significantly better than we played last week, but also understand that if we don't get off to a fast start, the things that we need to do so we can respond and ultimately play well enough to win the game, which is the goal.
Hey, Tom, how do you explain the protection problems? At times it seemed like a guy like Sue can just overwhelm, you know, Rich Hornberger or anybody for that matter. And that's just a physical, that's just being overmatched. But is it a technique thing? Is it a scheme thing? How does a team like Detroit put so much pressure on you?
Well, a lot of it's, you know, technique, you know, and it's not all protection. I mean, look, I mean, if you're an offensive lineman, you get beat at times. If you're a quarterback, you throw interceptions. If you're a receiver, you drop passes. Like, that's part of playing the position. And part of being very good at that is overcoming those things. So there's times in the game where you get beat. There's times where you make a bad play. You know, that's part of it. But, you know, I mean, I know everyone, you know, when the quarterback gets sacked, you know, a lot of times people blame the offensive line. Well, some of the times it's a quarterback. You know, some of the time it's, you know, them having really tight coverage on receivers. So a lot of it is just us, you know, as a team, collectively making sure we're all on the same page so that you don't get sacked, you don't throw interceptions, you don't have plays that are negative offensively, whether it's penalties or lost yardage in the run game. So, you know, those are all things we're working on. Those are things that we need to do a better job of on a consistent basis, and hopefully they will be a lot better here, you know, in a couple weeks.
Did you look at the film already?
No, you know, we got back pretty late yesterday morning, and you know, with the hurricane, right. You know, I'm heading in there now and going to watch the film, and you know, I've been thinking about it since obviously the game's over. Well, that's we always do that, and we think about. You know, I think about all the things that I screwed up and that I need to do better. So that's why I'm anxious to get on the practice field and start to try to, you know, make improvements.
I was going
to
ask if you knew how close you came to getting hit real hard by Sue at one point. He went flying at you. You were going down. You were getting sacked. And he you know, wasn't holding back. He was coming right at you like a missile, and he missed. But
yeah.
did you get a chance? Did you sense him? I know you didn't see him, but did you sense him?
I heard him probably.
Yeah.
He's a big man. You know, he's a very good player, and we played him last year. And you know, one of the strengths of that team obviously is their pass rush. So that's really what they rely on. And when they do rush the passer well, they play well. And then when they don't rush a passer, you know, they don't play well. So that's part of their strength. And we have to understand the strengths of the teams that we play so that we can, you know, not play to those strengths and play more into what they don't do well so that we can be successful on a consistent basis.
Tom, to the extent that you can tell us, how much is there a team-specific game plan in preseason games versus regular season games, which obviously I know it exists? Is there some sense, maybe some portion of the preparation that says we're going to go out and run our stuff and just run our stuff because we want to work on situational things and not plan specifically for the Detroit Lions?
Yeah, I mean, that's the majority of preseason football.
Is that way?
Yeah. And the majority is, you know, most of the time in practice, we're practicing against each other. The Patriots offense versus the Patriots defense.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of training camp. I mean, there's no excuse for not going out there and playing well in the game, because no matter what play is called, you can still do what's best for the play. It may not be a successful play, but maybe the best thing is to throw the ball away or take a sack as a quarterback or throw the ball only where your offensive player can catch it. I mean, that's regardless of the play or whether it's going to be a touchdown, you know, a touchdown type of play, you know, you can make a good play. So that's more of what, you know, you're evaluated on. That's how we evaluate ourselves more so than, you know, the points on the scoreboard.
Tom, your former teammate Teddy Bruschi has done a nice job transitioning from that side over to our side. And he writes the following, and I'd be interested in your thoughts on this. He said, the Patriots need to learn to win when Tom doesn't play well. If this team only wins when Brady throws for more than 300 yards and three touchdowns and no interceptions, they're setting themselves up for another playoff disappointment. I'd love to see the Patriots win with Tom throwing for fewer than 150 yards and someone else at the interview podium at the end. That's what they need to do to reach the next level. The Patriots need to get away from relying on one player performing so well to win. You almost get the sense that the players are expecting Tom to carry them week in and week out.
Well, I mean, I love Teddy. I love Teddy. I mean, he's a great friend and was one of the greatest teammates we've ever had. So, if a quarterback plays bad, it's hard for any team to win.
Mm-hmm.
If a quarterback plays mediocre, of course you can win games. I mean, there's not many times a quarterback can throw three interceptions and you win the game. You know, a quarterback needs to play good, and I certainly try to go out there and expect to perform at a very high level, you know, every single game. And when I don't, it's extremely frustrating for me. And you know, that's why for a day and a half, you know, all I do is think about the game, whether it's a preseason game or not. Because look, when you don't play to the level that you think you're capable, you rack your brain play after play of, why did I do that? What am I doing? What do I have to do better? And so that there is an awareness created by it, so you can go out and play better. So, we all, I'm sure it was, it's not a regular season loss. It doesn't count in the standings. I mean, it identifies a lot of things we need to do better, and the game is certainly important, the preseason game. But, you know, we're glad that game didn't count toward the regular season standing. But you know, we're going to go out there and have a good week this week and go certainly play a lot better this weekend.
What if it did count? Would it have been different?
Well, you'd be identifying a whole different set of problems. You
right.
know, you don't make excuses for, you know, losing games. We've never done that around here. Look, when you lose, you get outplayed. You know, we had a bad night. We had a bad day, I think in some ways we all create expectations through winning that, man, when you have one bad play in a game, man, why did I make a bad play? And ultimately we've got to do a better job of overcoming bad plays so that we can make better plays moving forward.
Was there a miscommunication with Ocho Cinco on the interception, Tom?
No, other than a terrible play by me.
That was it?
that was a bad play. You know, I thought they were they were blitzing, and I checked it, and I was trying to fool them, and they fooled me, so they got me on that one.
Do Ocho Cinco and Deion both have no receptions in the preseason for the same reason or different reasons?
I'm not sure. You know, I'm not sure. They, you know, that's the quarterback's fault for not getting those guys the ball. I mean, that's, you know, I got to do a better job of getting those guys the football, because they are very consistent playmakers for us, and you know, I got to really make sure they are getting the football. That's the point of playing quarterback, is to get the ball to the guys who can do things with it. So, you know, they're great players. They've been great players for a long time, and we're going to find ways to get those guys the ball.
Is Ocho Cinco coming along?
Yeah, I mean he is, and he's been a great player for a long time also, and I know that just in talking to him, he gets frustrated by when things don't go well for him either, you know, because, you know, he's racking his brain of, God, why do I feel this way? Why do I feel that way? So, you know, he and I, we're always in communication, and I have a lot of confidence in Chad as a competitor. In the short time that I've been with him, he's really fun to be around. He really loves playing the game, and you know, he's going to be an exciting player. I got no doubt about that.
Is that him in the background? Is he living with you now? Because he was looking for a place to sleep.
I don't have enough room in my apartment for him. He makes a few bucks. I'm sure he can find a place to stay.
Hey, Tom, they say when, you know, coaches are really dedicated, devoted to their job, they sleep in the office, and Ocho Cinco had no power. He was tweeting that he needed to find a place to sleep, so he went to the stadium. When you go to the stadium to sleep, do you just go, like, in the trainer's room? Have you ever had to do that? Was he in there? I mean, you haven't gone in there, but do you think he's, like, right now in there curled up in a corner sleeping?
He may be. He may be. There's plenty of places. That big old stadium, yeah, we can find places to sleep in there. There's still, I think, some training camp beds. So most of the time, the guys will sleep in the training room on one of those training room tables. And I've done that plenty of times, especially sometimes we've gotten home from, like, West Coast trips, you know, really early in the morning, and you're able to lay down for 3 or 4 hours and then, you know, get up, and you're already at the stadium to start your day.
It seems like you can't question his dedication. He might not be catching up, you know, catching on so quickly like a lot of guys don't with your offense, but he's putting in the hours, is he not?
Yeah, he sure does. He puts them in. He works hard at it. He's fun to be around. He's a guy that really loves football, and I think you can tell by his attitude out there. I think that it's, you know, he's been frustrated that he doesn't feel like he's been himself, because he's still, you know, thinking a lot about what he needs to do rather than react. So, and we all do that. You know, we're all doing that at this time of the year. Coming off a long layoff of football, we're all trying to probably overthink on ourselves a little bit instead of going out there and being instinctive and reacting. So, you know, that's one thing that I've been thinking about a lot, and I need to do a better job of, is just going out there and, you know, letting my instincts take over instead of sometimes you overthink things and then you play hesitant, and that gets you into problems.
Hey, Tom, not that this is something you have to worry about, but with cutdowns coming over the next week and a half or so, does the tone and tenor of the locker room this time of year get a little more tense, a little more serious for guys who are on the bubble?
Well, it's always like that. I mean, there's cutdown days, but, yeah, you can be released at any point.
Yeah.
It doesn't really necessarily lead to this day. So it's a tough time of the year for guys that you played with. You know, it's tough on the coaches. You know, and at the same time, you're built on excitement toward the regular season. So, in one way, it's hard to see some guys go. Another way, you're getting excited that you're going to be playing in a meaningful game in a couple weeks.
You know, I can't imagine what it would have been like, Tom, if, you know, Matt Light had gone elsewhere, Mankins had gone elsewhere. Right now, are you comfortable? Are you, Saturday night aside, do you feel like the offensive line is going to be okay when the real games start?
Yeah, I mean, I have no question about, you know, that. I mean, the offensive line is, you know, those guys, I played behind those guys for a long time, and nobody has more confidence in those guys than me. So, you know, Matt Light, him being on my left side, and Logan and Cope and Connolly and Seabass, I mean, those guys have been great players for us. So standing back there in the pocket holding the football, I have so much confidence in those guys and what they're able to do and the way they work together, the way they communicate, their mental toughness. You know, they're a bunch of tough guys, and they take a lot of pride in what they do. So I have there's nobody more confident than me in that group.
Hey, John, the final quarterback question of the week is brought to you by Auto Trader. Now compare brand spanking new cars and special offers side by side at autotrader.com. Based on the performance and the play on Saturday night, will we see a repeat of last year's Game 3 to Game 4 where the starters will play a little bit more than maybe anybody thought in Game 4? Do you have any idea what's going to happen with the Giants game?
I'm not sure. You know, I said after the game I hope to go out there and play as much as he'll let me. So I mean, I want to get through there and for us to really start stringing some good plays together, good drives together before the games do start counting. So, you know, it's up to me. I'm playing a lot. So it's always up to Coach Belichick, and no one really questions what he does because he's been coaching for a long time. But I'm certainly going to put my 2 cents worth in.
All right, Tom, good luck. We'll talk to you next Monday on Patriot Monday.
Okay, thanks, guys.